Profile Johnny Mortarano more for us.
Johnny Mortarano is a hitman. He grew up in Catholic schools. One of his high school football mates was Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes. Johnny had an offer to play football for the University of Tennessee. Johnny was dyslexic, and he didn't think he could make it. He didn't think he could hide that. But also, Johnny had gotten into kind of a little bit of a mob lifestyle early on because his dad had a restaurant in Boston, I'm wanting to say, in the combat zone area. And a lot of mobsters hung out there. I think maybe there was a second floor where they felt they could freely hang out there. And so Johnny became aware of that. Johnny's brother, Jimmy Mortarano, did step into the life of a mafia guy eventually. I think Jimmy was maybe going to be falsely accused of a murder by some other mob guys. So Johnny stepped in and killed a guy that he thought was going to kill his brother. And from that point on, Johnny just fell in with these guys. And one murder led to another murder. And Johnny's not like a hitman. He's not a guy that's saying, well, man, I'll do that for $50,000. As sick as it may sound, Johnny is an honorable guy. You're my friend. You're in trouble. I'll help you. Now, you might have to pay some pretty big fees for my expenses, but I'm not going to make any money off of this. And so one thing led to another, and before you know it, Johnny's got 20 murders under his belt. And some of them, he mistakenly killed a guy, thinking he was the guy he was supposed to kill.
So Callahan comes along and says to Johnny that Wheeler must go.
Well, there's a group. It ultimately included Bulger. It ultimately included Stevie Fleming and Callahan, and then kind of an absentee conspirator, if you will, as far as Johnny goes, was Paul Rico. Paul Rico was the inside man. So Johnny said, sure, I'll do it.
But didn't Whitey and Steve Fleming have to approve this?
Sure. Yeah, they were partners. While Johnny was on the run from 1978 or 79, he was still considered a partner in the Winter Hill Gang. Howie Winter eventually went away to federal prison, and Stevie and Whitey became the leaders. And once you're involved with Johnny, I think you're pretty much involved with Johnny forever. He's a guy that's presence, even though he's not there, is feared.
Whitey wasn't sure about this, was he?
Whitey was reluctant, but this was a time frame where he was experiencing explosive growth too. And his push was carte blanche because he had John Connolly in his back pocket. John Connolly was another FBI agent that was after Paul Rico's era. Connolly was from Boston. Connolly grew up in the same projects as Whitey did. Whitey was a little bit older, but Whitey ruled the roost. There's this story of Whitey buying youngster John Connolly an ice cream cone, and there was this forever bond. Whitey's younger brother, Billy Bulger, was a little bit older than John. Billy was a very studious guy and became very successful in politics, although now it's really questionable. He was kind of a dirty politician. A lot of allegations about that. So through Billy Bulger, John Connolly got a lot of strength because Billy Bulger had a ton of clout. You look around on the internet, you find Billy Bulger with Ted Kennedy, you find him with John Kerry. He was in that circle. So for an FBI agent to be able to pick up the phone and be one phone call away from Ted Kennedy or whatever, that's anybody's boost them. And so Whitey had this guy in his back pocket. He had his brother on
this guy,
the other,
meaning
John Connolly.
Right.
And on the other side, he's got the power of his brother, the politician. There's a story about a trooper that was really after Whitey, and after one legislative session, buried in these 500 or 600 pages of the bill was one line that basically said, and this trooper must retire. That kind of power. So that's the explosive growth that Whitey had. He was an up-and-comer, so it was almost a challenge to Whitey. It was out of his wheelhouse a little bit, Oklahoma was. But somebody challenges you to go kill somebody, and killing somebody is your business. It's like, okay, yeah, I can do that.